the deeps of the palace. Like the stench that had become so much a part of life in Dejagore, that eventually you noticed it only when it was gone. It was the smell of death. I had felt a full measure of pain in the Delta, imagining that I saw Sara alive among the Yuengbao, despite being out in the numb with smoke. Now, I enjoyed a full measure of terror, despite being out there. I began doing what in flesh would have been a full turnaround, slowly. I turned a second time, and a third, and a fourth, each time faster than the last, and each time less in control. And each time around, as I faced what I suspected was southward, I glimpsed something vast and dark and horribly, each time more clearly, till the last time around I saw a black woman as tall as the sky. She was bare-ass naked. She had four arms and six teats and fangs like a vampire. The stench was her breath. Her eyes burned like windows into hell, yet looked into my own and held them, and spoke to me with a blistering compulsion and promise. A ferocious eroticism beyond anything I had known with Sara. I screamed. I popped out of Smoke's universe. Smoke had wanted to scream too. I think he came close to being terrified awake. One Eye laughed. Cold enough, kid? I was soaked with very cold water. What the hell? If you try staying out there forever again, I'll freeze your ass for good. I began to shake. Oh, shit, that's cold. I didn't tell him what I'd seen, why I was really shaking. Probably just my imagination running away with me again anyway. You dog turd. What the hell are you trying to do? Give me a heart attack or something? No. Just trying to keep you from getting lost. You won't look out for yourself. I think I'm lost already, old timer. The stars wink down in cold irony. There is always a way. The wind whines and howls with bitter breath through fangs of ice. Lightning snarls and barks upon the plain of glittering stone. Rage is a red, near-animate force, as bloated with compassion as a starving serpent. Few shadows frisk among the steely. Many have been summoned, there or yon. At its heart, the plain is disfigured by the scars of cataclysm. The jagged lightning bolt of a fissure has ripped across the face of the plain. Nowhere is that fissure so wide that a child couldn't step across, but it seems bottomless. Trailers of mist drift forth. Some bear a hint of color when they emerge. Cracks mar the surface of the great gray stronghold.